Let us now turn to the scripture reading for today.
让我们读今天的经文。
It's in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 to 9, and chapter 3, verses 13 to 18.
我选读经文是彼得前书的一章六至九节，和第三章十三至十八节。
We'll be reading this together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们一起读先英文读完中文读出。
Please read with me. So, be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. You love him even though you have never seen him. Though you do not see him now, you trust him, and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. The reward for trusting him will be the salvation of your souls. Now, who will want to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it. So don't worry or be afraid of their threats. Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. But do this in a gentle and respectful way. Keep your conscience clear. Then if people speak against you, they will be ashamed when they see what a good life you live because you belong to Christ. Remember, it is better to suffer for doing good, if that is what God wants, than to suffer for doing wrong. Christ suffered for our sins once for all. He never sinned, but he died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but he was raised to life in the spirit.
彼得前书第一章第六节，大家一起读。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。你们若是热心行善，有谁害你们呢？你们就是为义受苦也是有福的，不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌，只要心里尊主耶稣基督为圣。有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常作准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答各人，存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那无赖你们在耶基督里有好品行的人自觉羞愧。神的旨意若是叫你们因行善受苦，总强于因行恶受苦。因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前，按着肉体说他被治死，按着灵性说他复活了。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his word.
祝福读的人听他话语的人。
This morning, Pastor Wilson Chang's message is Spiritual Growth and Suffering, Part 2.
今日陈牧师继续话正道，都是第二 part 的属灵成长与苦难。
Good morning.
早晨。
This is the second week we are looking at 1 Peter 1 and 1 Peter 3.
今日都系我第二个礼拜继续去睇嘅彼得前书第一章同第三章。
And 1 Peter 3, starting with verse 13 through chapter 4, verse 19,
咁彼得前書我哋今日睇嘅就係喺第三章嘅十三節同埋第四嘅十九節。
Those specific verses don't look at suffering on a broad canvas.
就冇講到話睇依個受苦好似好總括去睇。
What those verses, starting again, chapter 3:13 through 4:19, it talks distinctively about Christian suffering.
喺個彼得前書嘅第三章嘅十三節到四章嘅十九節，係講到特別嘅基督徒嘅受苦。
And what Peter means by that is that Christians suffer just for being Christians.
就話基督徒去受苦，因為佢哋係基督徒。
You know, we looked at that in Sunday school this past Thursday evening, if you're in the English class.
過去的星期日，如果你有參加的主日學，有講到。
We saw some real-time examples as we looked at Virginia's newsletter. She's laboring in a difficult place in East Asia.
就講到我哋所支持一個宣教士Virginia。佢講到嘅，佢當地去宣教嘅地方人嘅受苦。
She and many of our brothers and sisters of the faith suffer for no better reason than proclaiming the Christ.
去當地嘅去宣教，去受苦受到逼迫，因為佢哋基督徒。
Of course, you don't have to be in a place where your overseers or government is against you.
唔需要話就因為你係話你對抗當地嘅政府而去受苦。
We suffer forms of insult, abuse, even malicious condescension just for naming the name of Jesus, even in a place like America.
就算喺美國嘅當中，就因為我哋係基督徒，我哋都會受到唔同種類嘅迫害逼迫。
You'll be accused of being part of the problem of the division in our society.
喺個社會當中，可能你咧，人哋會話你。在这个社会当中的问题，因为你是基督徒。
You'll be belittled in saying that you aren't a rational thinking person.
就话到话，你班基督徒，你哋系咁样谂法，好偏激，好偏见。
And so, even though you might not be beaten and thrown in jail in this place,
虽然话喺美国当中，就算系被逼迫嘅，唔会话俾你去逼到你坐监。
You might not be promoted.Because you name the name of Christ.
但你可能喺你工作上唔会被去升职，因为你系基督徒。
Or your neighbors might not particularly like you because you name the name of Jesus.
或者系咪因为你系基督徒，你个邻居可能唔会唔中意，可能唔中意你。
Or even loved ones in your family might misunderstand you and think you're strange.
或者系可能因为你系基督徒。就算你的家人或者你親戚可能都會對你有不滿不中意。
That's what this passage is about that we just read also. Christian suffering.
這就是我今天所看的經文，就是說特別的基督徒所受到的受苦。
But as I did last time and I'll do today as well, I'm going to take these general truths from the text on suffering and apply them to all kinds of suffering.
所以呢，我可以上次禮拜咁樣呢，我睇呢就是說入邊當中講嘅受苦點樣去用講解到我哋當中而家嘅受苦。
And where I stopped last time was verse 16, which is a key verse in chapter 3.
上禮拜我就停咗喺個三章第十六節嗰度就講到。
And I don't know if you could, I don't know who's handing the slides today.
Can't see back there.
If you could hit verse 16, thank you so much.
我就睇翻依個第十六節。
It says again.And I'm reading from a different translation than the New Living Translation. I'm reading from the NIV. Keep a clear conscience. Keep a clear conscience in the midst of suffering so you don't give your opponents ammunition.
就讲到就话，存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就是何事上可以叫那位蒙乃你们在基督里有好品行的人自觉羞愧。
Let's say you've been wronged.
就讲到话，譬如话有人对你做啲唔啱嘅嘢啦。
You're being betrayed.
或者有人去。
You're being attacked.
或者有人去攻击你，有人去对你唔好。
God through Peter is exhorting you, don't become cruel.
但 彼得同佢讲就话你唔好咁样去觉得好悲痛。
Don't become violent.
但唔好去有暴力。
Don't lie. Don't cheat.
因为人哋咁对你嘅时候，唔好去讲大话，唔好去欺骗人。
Don't do these bad things. Keep your conscience clear.
就算人哋咁对你嘅时候，你要存着你应该有嘅良心。
Or to put it another way, simply keep on continuing to live the Christian life.
咩嘅咩？即系话讲到话咩个有嘅良心，就系话要继续嘅去活出呢个基督徒嘅生命。
The simple Christian children's song puts it well: trust and obey. Trust and obey the Lord.
意思即系话好简单嘅，我哋要去相信同埋跟随神。
Now, with that being said, there are some pitfalls.Some things that prevent us from doing that.
但是讲到话有啲嘢去阻止到我哋唔去跟从或者去顺服神。
And one of the things that can destroy you in suffering is that you must avoid self-pity.
有一样嘢就系话喺呢个嘅受苦当中，我哋要离开，唔好有一个自怜。
Because if you go down that path, it'll destroy you.
因为让人你觉得有自怜的时候，你会更加去差。
Self-pity enables you to do bad things just to console yourself.
让人有自怜的时候，你会咧会做一啲嘢，做啲唔啱嘅嘢，令到你自己觉得安乐啲、舒服啲。
You've convinced yourself that you deserve what you're going to do.
你会同自己讲，我做呢啲嘢咧，我系应该嘅。
Now that this is a trap that.Any of us can fall into.
好多嘅人好容易嘅都会堕入咗呢一个危机。
But let me just use as an example, because it's been in the news recently, politicians.
我俾个例子你，特别嘅好似而家讲紧嘅而家嘅政治家。
Again, I'm just using this as an example because it's been in the news and might be in your minds.
咁我哋咧，因为咧呢一排嘅喺个报纸成日都讲到嘅，所以用呢个例子，用政治家去讲到呢个自怜。
What happens when you fall into the trap of self-pity.
当一个人去堕落咗呢个自怜嘅危机嘅时候，佢哋会有咩事发生呢？
Well, politicians are very talented people. They perhaps forego lucrative careers in the private sector to serve and work in government.
有啲嘅政治家，佢可能会咧，佢会离开咗佢自己本身一个出边。可以做到好好嘅工作，好有揾到錢嘅工作，而去做政府嘅工。
Though they do gain tremendous political power, they lose out financially.
佢哋咧可能喺呢啲政治家咧，佢哋可以喺個金錢上可以賺取好多，但可以喺個政治方面可以得到好多能力，但係咧佢失去咗佢可以賺到嘅金錢。
In other words, because of their gifts and talents, they can.Do what they do in the private sector, earn so much more.
因为佢哋嘅才能，佢哋可能咧应该咧可以喺出边嘅一个私人嘅机构可以赚更加多嘅钱。
So in a democratic society, in government, you have to compromise, you have to debate, you have to politic.
但系咧喺政治家当中咧，佢哋需要同其他嘅人咧有一个纠纷，又需要有啲嘅倾谈。
And as you know in the news, that's not easy. And we've come to a crossroad, at least in this place, in this country, where people are really angry at each other.
但你睇到而家嘅政治家，或者喺呢个社会当中，你见到咧，依政治家好多时候喺个社会当中有好多嘅纠纷，同人嘅有好多唔同嘅拗叫。
And self-pity can take hold of you because of the circumstances.
所以咧，啲政治家好容易嘅会堕入咗呢个自怜嘅危险。
By the way, politicking occurs all over the place, not just in government, as you well know.
你睇下政治家，其实好多地方唔单止系政府当中，或者喺工作上其他地方都会有发生。
And if you fall into the trap of self-pity, you might say, "Who needs these headaches, right? Who needs to deal with all of this?"
所以政治家就谂到系话，我使乜要咁辛苦去？搞掂呢啲咁多嘅問題咧
？Don't the people know that I've sacrificed so much financially to serve the government and the country and my constituents？
啲政治家可能話： 啲人唔知道我咁辛苦用咁劳心劳力嘅去为到呢个社会为到呢个国家去做嘅嘢咩
？Well, forget them. I'm gonna fend for myself now.
我话你哋咁可能啲人都唔明嘅，唉，算啦，不如为我自己着想。
And a politician might start to do things just for their favor, not for their beliefs, not for their political ideology. They might do things just to benefit themselves.Or what they think will benefit those who back them.
So, a 政治家去到一个地步，可能会做一啲嘅嘢，会反而咧去俾自己去得益，就离弃咗佢本身，佢哋想话帮呢个政府、帮呢个社会做工作。
And that's where self-pity can bring you.
呢个就系一个自怜，就令到一个人咁嘅危机会咁去咁做啦。
And sometimes politicians are tempted to use their power for illegitimate gains, for immoral gains as well, right?
有啲嘅政治家係啊，佢哋真係啊，專登咧去用佢哋嘅政治嘅能力喺個當中入邊社會嘅能力去賺取當中嘅金錢。
I'm not saying all of their problems and their waywardness is due to self-pity, but a lot of it is.
但係其實好多嘅政治家都可能都係咁樣。
And they might use their position wrongly to get.Things that they shouldn't get.
啊，咁佢哋咧，依政治家咧，可能就用佢哋嘅力量，佢哋嘅喺个政坛上嘅力量，去想赚取一啲佢想要嘅嘢。
And often they pray, they pray, they prey on people then.
而佢因为咁样嘅，佢想去得到一啲嘢嘅，佢反而咧去伤害到呢啲嘅其他人。
That's why you see fraud, sexual abuse, adultery.Arm twisting, all these things that are corrupt in the political sphere.
So you 见到就话喺个政治当中好多嘅毁谤、好多嘅拗叫或者好多嘅唔公平嘅事会发生。
That is just one way of illustrating the spiraling down of self-pity when you fall into the trap of self-pity.
呢就话当人去堕入咗呢个自怜嘅危险嘅时候，人就会咁样。
You say, I deserve better.
就話我係應該應得嘅嘢。
Therefore, I will even do illicit or illegal behavior to make things better.
就話我應該係應得呢啲嘢嘅，所以咧，就算係呢啲唔啱做嘅違法嘅嘢，我都會去做。
Of course, there are consequences to everything, right? To every action.
當然啦，做每樣嘢都有一個嘅結果，要承受嘅結果。
And so your marriage or your family might fall apart because of your actions.
他们的婚姻或者家庭的问题可能会产生一些纠纷。
Or you might be impeached, or you might be thrown into, convicted and thrown into jail.
这些政治家可能最后就会被市民会是去审查，而最后可能会说去，甚至去会坐监。
But let me ask you then, do illicit and legal behaviors make things better?
但就話咁樣嘅方法係咪會令到人嘅生命會更加好咧
？So how are we then to deal with the suffering that all of us have in some way, right? So how do we deal with the suffering in a God-pleasing way?
所以話我哋當人受到苦難嘅時候，我哋應該存著一個咩方法去面對面對呢啲嘅受苦咧？而係呢啲方法係神所喜悅嘅咧
？This is on slide two. We said last time on the one hand, don't keep a stiff upper lip.
就当系受苦嘅当中嘅时候，唔好只系闭住个嘴。
Don't be a stoic. What you need to do is cry out, pour out your heart before the Lord. There's so many examples in the scriptures about that.
就话唔需要去一味嘅死忍咁样忍耐，你可以嘅去呼喊呼叫去求神。
And we in detail went over that last time. Don't be a stoic. Cry out to the Lord. That's one on one aspect.
就话唔需要去死忍。你哋可以去呼喊、呼叫、去求神去帮助。
But at the same time, these go together. On the other hand, keep your conscience clear, says verse 16, and obey the Lord.
而第二樣嘢嘅可以做嘅就係話，經文當中講到就係話，我哋要存著一個應該有嘅良心嚇。咁呢個良心去幫助我哋去跟隨神。
And as I mentioned last time, this is what Job did in the Old Testament.He cried out to the Lord in his pain.
当约伯受到一个人生嘅痛苦嘅时候，佢呼喊呼叫求神。
But at the same time, he had to keep his conscience clear. He had to obey the Lord.
在他痛苦当中他仍然存在他应该有个良心去求神去帮助他。
And that's what we don't do well. We have to keep both those things together.
我们呢就是这件事我做得不对我们需要这两件事我们去呼求的当中但是我们应该存着应该有的良心。
Usually what happens is we either fall apart and just do whatever we can to medicate and numb ourselves to get through it.
我们很多时候怎样就是说我们有呼喊呼叫就是说但是当中的时候我们想用我们自己能力的方法去令到我们觉得好一点。
Or we just console ourselves or else keep a stiff upper lip and stay disciplined and stay stoic.
或者我哋有時咧，可能會話喺痛苦當中，我哋去忍住，我哋去嘗試去忍耐。
Peter says no. Pour out your heart to God and keep your conscience clear as you continue to obey the Lord.
但彼得講嘅就話，我哋咧可以係我哋係堅忍，唔好只係堅忍，我哋可以去呼求、呼喊神嘅幫助，而保存著應該有嘅全嘅良心。
I can't stress enough that those two go together. They're blended together.
我想提醒大家就是说这两件事是应该有的良心和我们去呼求神是一起的。
And that's what Peter's saying. That's the key to dealing with the suffering that comes your way.
而彼得就说就是用这两个方法这两件事的要点去怎样去经历去经去这个人生里面的痛苦。
I know the book of Job is long, but it's well worth your time to read that narrative.
我们其实应该去看到里面约伯他所讲的说话。
And you'll see, if you read carefully, that Job screams and cries out in agony.
你看到当中里面约伯他真的呼喊呼叫很惨的去讲到。
But at the same time, Job never walks away from the Lord. Never.
但当中里面约伯虽然他呼喊呼叫很惨的时候但他从来没有离开到神。
Even though he says some bold things that we kind of cringe, Job, you said that to God?
你要看就是怎样去讲到。
Job is commended by the Lord himself when the Lord says, okay, enough. And he continues, Job continues throughout the ordeal to pray to the Lord.
约伯他当中他呼喊神的帮助神都看到他的惨处他继续的都是祈祷求神去帮助。
Renee, if you could hit slide 3, please. Keep your conscience clear. Doesn't just mean to be moral.
我是说存着一个清洁的良心，不是说只是说只是一个道德上。
Of course you shouldn't do immoral things. Of course you should not do illegal things.
当然我们不应该做一些违法的事。
But a lot of people, because they feel horrible and everything's so bad, they just stop doing the living the Christian life, they stop doing the things you're supposed to do as a Christian.
但很多时候，很多人都会因为着受到很多的苦难、很辛苦的时候，他们会做一些嘢，是违法的嘢，令到他觉得好啲。
And Peter says, "Don't do that. Do not do that."
但彼得讲就话你唔可以咁做。
But continue to go to worship. Continue to pray and meditate on God's word.
话就话彼得。彼得就提醒他们要继续的去祈祷继续的去思想神的说话继续的去看的圣经
Continue to trust and obey the Lord with your life and be of service to the Lord and others
继续去相信神去信实神去跟随神的生命
Because you're suffering don't just stop and fall into self-pity
不要就因为你痛苦的当中就只是停在这里
But don't be a stoic and live as if nothing is bothering you.
就话当你受苦的时候，唔好只系停喺度，乜都唔做。
No, cry out to the Lord and keep your conscience clear and obey God.
就话神就讲，彼得就讲就话，如果在痛苦嘅当中，你可以去呼喊、去求神、去帮助，亦都系当中嘅时候，你存着应该有嘅清洁嘅良心去跟随神。
And you know, like, just like Job, just like everyone else, we have a tendency to disobey the Lord.
我们很多时都是很自然的去不跟随神。
But nevertheless, you should stay in constant communication with God.
但我们作为基督徒，我们需要经常的跟神有沟通。
That's why all over the Bible, you're exhorted to repent and believe, ask for forgiveness, and renew your faith daily.
所以我们每天每日的需要向神去同有沟通，我们要去认罪悔改。
If you're not doing that, we deliberately ignore. We ignore our conscience, and we are. You know what happens when you ignore your conscience? Your heart is hardened.
如果我们没去这样做的时候，我们就会没有看住我们的良心，而我们的心会慢慢的去坚硬。
And I think that's what's happened during this pandemic. People's hearts have been hardened.
就算在疫情当中，你看就说人的心越来越硬。
And over a period of time, your capacity to tell what you should do and what you shouldn't do is clouded.
当人的心坚硬的时候，你就更加去困难看到什么叫对，什么叫错。
Because you're not making the intentional effort to stay walking with the Lord, to stay in getting in the way of God's grace.
因为人没有真的看到神应该看到神应该说怎样去做。
And that's what you do to keep your conscience clear, right?
所以我们需要看到神 的旨意，看到神的恩典，我们才知道应该爱人，我作为基督徒应该怎样行。
You know what's so important to be close to the Lord, walk with the Lord, you know, meet with Him regularly? It's because He will speak through your conscience.
所以我要跟神不断有沟通，所以神才能够帮助到我们人的良心。
The Bible makes absolutely clear the law is written on your heart, in the core of your being, it's written there.
圣经讲得清楚，就说神的说话写在我们人的心上。
You know it, you just suppress it.
我们是在心里面，我们其实是知道的，但是我们去忍住没去看究竟神跟我们的说话。
You know what's right and what's wrong.
我们应该知道什么叫对，什么叫错。
And so your conscience should remain clear.
所以就说我们才能够我们的良心才能够清清楚楚应该是做什么对的错的。
The Apostle Paul helps us with several verses throughout the New Testament concerning that.
而保罗都在不同的新约当中，很多经文都帮助我们去了解。
And I hope this helps you. I wrote down some on slide 4.
Let me
just read a few of them from the New Revised Standard Version.
Acts 23:1,
brothers, up to this day, I have lived my life with a clear conscience before God.
保罗定睛看着公会的人说，弟兄们，我在神面前行事为人都是凭着良心，直到今日。
Paul also writes in Acts 24:16, therefore I do my best always to have a clear conscience towards God and all people.
我因此自己勉励，对神对人常存无愧的良心。
And Romans 9:1, I am speaking the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. My conscience confirms it by the Holy Spirit.
我在基督里说真话，并不谎言。有我良心被圣灵感动，给我作见证。
Just two more on the next slide, slide 5. This is from 2 Corinthians 1:12. Indeed, this is our boast, the testimony of our conscience. We have behaved in the world with frankness and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and all the more toward you.
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，向你们更是这样。
Paul also writes 2 Timothy 1:3, I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience.
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神。祈祷的时候不住的想念你。
Now, other Christians go to the other extreme, right? Other Christians sometimes would say that my conscience is so sensitive, I feel like I can't do anything right.
有些基督徒觉得说，我对自己的良心我看得很清楚的，那我反而我更加什么都做不到。
You're oversensitive in your conscience.
有些基督徒会觉得，我不断看着我自己的良心，我什么都做不到。
And if that's so, then Hebrews 9:14, which is on slide 6, should help you.
如果是这样的时候，希伯来书第9章14节可以帮助到你。
It says there, how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God.
何况基督藉着永远的灵将自己无瑕无瑕无癖献给神， 他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心， 除去你们的死恨， 使你们侍奉那永生神么？
And he, the author of Hebrews there is referring to what? Christ's death removes the guilt that you and I bear.
里面当中讲的就是说， 耶稣基督的死是将他们人的罪去完全的拿开。
In other words, you and I can have God's help to retrain our consciences based on the freedom that we have in Christ instead of our own self-condemnation.
就说神给我当中里面的自由，可以帮助我们，神的帮助令到我们有更加清楚的良心。
You know this as a human being. When you have a clear conscience, it's a delight. It's a delight to walk with the Lord because there's no hidden agenda, there's no hidden sin.
当我们一个基督徒，我们有一个很清洁，应该有的良心，我们好像在同神同行一样。
You know, sometimes we get the false image of the Lord. He's got a clipboard, right? Or, you know, he's got his smartphone out, and he's like putting marks against your name. Oh, this, look what Wilson did today. You know, bad, 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 bad. It checks out all off on the list.
我们有时可能会有个错误的看法，觉得我们的神会只是看着我们，你这个人 今天做了什么，哪些是对的，哪些是错的，就tick,tick,tick,你做错什么，做错什么。
But Hebrews 9:14, another passage in the Bible, clearly states that Jesus has erased the bad check marks by his blood and righteousness.
但是在希伯来书讲的很清楚，因为耶稣基督的宝血已经将你人生所做的错事，已经全部的罪已经拿开。
And because we as Christians realize that truth in gratitude, we want to walk with him. We want to follow him.
因为我们作为基督徒，我们是跟随神，我们明白神给我们的恩典，所以我们因为这样的缘故，我们的感谢的心同神同行。
Now you might be asking yourself, you know, we're looking at 1 Peter, and we've been looking at it for several sermons now. Why? Why is there all this concern? Why the concern about right living and a clear conscience that Peter spells out here in
1 Peter 3:16？Why？我过去几个星期已经去睇到个彼得前书，点解我咁着重去讲到，或者睇到彼得去讲到我哋应该有嘅正，应该有嘅基督徒嘅生命，我点解需要有一个正清洁嘅良心咧
？Well, Renee, if you can hit slide 7, it's because the believers and we today too live in a hostile world.
因为好多嘅相信神嘅人作为基督徒， 在当时甚至现今都是活着一个很破坏的世界。
As I said earlier, just for being a Christian, just for naming the name of Jesus, you will face some form of persecution.
就说因为你是基督徒，你可能会因为因着你的名，你是基督徒而受到受苦迫害。
But as the second part of verse 16 states, you ought not to supply your enemy with ammunition by also breaking the law and acting and speaking in evil ways, just like they do.
但是说就是说我们不应该给人家有一个藉口，我们去犯罪，令到人家就给我们有一个迫害。
Because if your Christian lives are above reproach, you know what unbelievers will in the end, they'll be ashamed of their slander.
就话若然我哋作为基督徒，我哋生命系无可指责嘅时候，嗰啲攻击我哋嘅人、毁谤我哋嘅人，而最后佢哋只系失到嘅系羞愧。
Because they're slandering what? Your good behavior.
因为佢哋毁谤我哋啲乜嘢啊？毁谤啲基督徒嘅好嘅行为。
And that action should make them ashamed.
而若然佢哋咁样做去毁谤你，你系因为你嘅好嘅行为嘅时候，佢毁谤你嘅人最终系得到乜嘢咧？系羞愧。
The word slander means to speak evil of another in order to destroy his or her good reputation.
毀謗的意思就是說有人去偽造這個說話去影響到你的名聲。
That you and I as believers should have good behavior in Christ refers to our relationship with the Lord Jesus himself.
作為基督徒我們應該有的好的跟神的關係。
And the only way to have a completely clear conscience and to live a life that is above reproach is how? To trust Christ, to get in the way of his grace, to be transformed by his Holy Spirit.
所以我們作為基督徒我們需要一個無可指責的生命怎樣做到就是說我們需要跟神有一個很好的關係我們需要讓聖靈去改變我們的生命
you know, Peter has urged believers to do this before in 1 Peter in chapter 2 verse 12
而在個彼得前書的第二章第十二節裡面彼得已經跟當時的基督徒去講解他們需要去這樣做
In that portion of his letter he urged believers to act honorably just like he says here in 3:16to act honorably before unbelievers.
就話佢彼得佢講到就話，我作為基督徒嘅，我哋個行為需要去端正喺我啲非基督徒嘅人嘅前面。
But there's a little twist. He does something a little different in the second part of the verse.
但係咧，佢仲有嘅，佢講到就係話
，in 2:12, he says, you do that, do good deeds. To do that, so that people might end up glorifying God too.
他說當中的經文在第十二章在第十二節講到說你們在外邦人中應當品行端正叫那些毀謗你們的作惡的因看見你們的好行為便在監察的日子歸榮耀給神。
But in our text, in chapter 3 verse 16, the reaction of the accusing unbeliever is different.
而裡面當中他所講的第三章十六節的未相信神的人呢有不同的反應
They don't glorify God for you doing good. They continue, they persist in slandering you.
而三章十六節所講到那些不相信神的人呢甚至雖然他們會繼續的去無論怎樣你怎樣去做都好去繼續的逼迫你
And God says they will be defeated in the end. They will be hardened of heart. They will refuse to admit that they were wrong. They will refuse to turn to the living God.
也就是说那些不相信神的人他最后的他们会是去反叛他们去做错他们不会去归向神。
Now you and I may not be able to keep people from slandering us.
我们不能够去阻止人家去毁谤我们。
But you can at least stop giving them ammunition to do that.
但最少的我们可以阻止不要给人家有一个机会做一些機會去毀謗我們自己。
And that's what Peter's imploring you to do, despite the suffering, despite being in a pandemic, despite losing your job, despite facing ill health, despite facing grieving.
所以話就無論係而家喺咩狀況都好，無論喺依個嘅疫情嘅當中，無論喺依個社會嘅動盪嘅當中，我哋應該點樣去做
？Continue to live.The Christian life.
我哋应该系无论喺乜嘅状况逆境嘅当中，我哋应该过住我哋基督徒应该有嘅生命。
Continue to love God and love your neighbor.
我哋继续嘅要需要去爱神爱人。
How else do you deal with the suffering that comes your way?
我哋仲有咩方法去能够去面对我哋嘅受苦咧？
Well, that's why we have the communion table, right?
我講到今日嘅聖餐。
You have to fix your eyes on the author and perfecter of your faith, Jesus.
我哋需要將我哋眼目去專注耶穌基督。
That's what Peter says in verse 18. And Renee, if you don't mind, if you could put 1 Peter 3:18 again on the screen. I'll read from the NIV. You have the New Living Translation. This is the NIV.You can compare them. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit.
就话我哋需要去专注耶稣基督喺经文嘅彼得前书三章十八节讲到就话，因基督也一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，要 为要引我们到神面前, 按着肉体说, 祂被致死, 按着灵性说, 祂复活了。
You might recall last time that I referred to the portion of 1 Peter 1 and 3 that talked about refining gold.
一面他们讲到就是说, 就说我们, 我们有一个复活,
You know, you use a furnace, fire, to refine gold.
我们要用火去令到金越来越纯。
But there's another reference in the scriptures concerning a furnace and fire too, right?
里面其实当中都是指着一个讲到说有个火炉的。
And if you're astute in reading the scriptures, you'll know that's found in Daniel chapter 3.
当中讲里面说我们用个火炉去更加的令到金子更加去纯更加去美。 里面当中讲的火炉其实是指着旧约的但以理书。
And of course, that's the wonderful narrative passage that tells us of three Jewish young men who were exiled in Babylon.
当中在但以理书的第三章里面讲的就说有三个年轻的犹太人，他们当时被驱逐到巴比伦。
And their names were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
他们的名字就是沙德拉、米撒和亚伯尼哥。
And they've been told that there was a law in the land that everyone, including them, had to bow down to an idol.
而当时的就是他们呢，当时的政府讲的就话，他们每一个人，每一个人入面当中需要去拜当时的偶像。
But these three young Jewish men who wanted to follow the Lord refused to do that.
而当时这三位的犹太的年轻人， 他们不去跟从这样，他们不去拜这些偶像。
And the king of Babylon was furious with them.
而当时巴比伦的王就很激气了。
And I have this on slide 8. The king did this horrendous thing that involves a furnace found in Daniel 3:20.
而就是在但以理书第三章二十节讲到就说，怎么去神，当时的王怎么去对付这三个年轻人。
In the NIV, it says, and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace.
当时他就吩咐了当中军里面好几个壮士，就将他们三位年轻人就掉在火炉当中。
And if you're familiar with that narrative portion of the Bible, you know that the fire furnace was heated so hot that even the soldiers who threw them into the fire furnace died.
这边说那个火炉热到连那些壮兵说要丢那三个年轻人，那些壮兵都烧死了。
And so King Nebuchadnezzar, who was this king of Babylon who ordered the bowing to the idol, he goes up to this high place to look down. He wants to see those guys burning to death.
而当时这个巴比伦的王就是这个尼布甲尼撒的王，就说他在高高在上呢， 就看着这个火炉，看他们这班的三个年轻人怎么去烧死。
He expected to see them squirming in pain, engulfed in flames, dying.
就说这个王就想着这个火炉这么热，就看着他们三个应该就在呼喊呼叫烧死的会。
Instead, he's shocked. He can't believe what he's seeing down there.
但这个王他很惊讶，看到就说，
And he turns to his people next to him in his court and says, Didn't we throw three prisoners down into the furnace? And isn't the furnace hot? How come they're not dying?
就说我们不是应该丢了这三个人去烧死的吗？为什么会他们这样的呢？
And on slide 9, you'll see his answer recorded in Daniel 3:25.
就跟着在这个3章25节里面讲解。
He said, Look, I see four men walking around in a fire, unbound, unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of the gods.
就说王说，看啊，我见有四个人，并没有捆绑，在火恨游行，也没有受伤，那第四个的相貌好像神子。
Well, in the Old Testament, there's this figure called the angel of the Lord.
在旧约当中讲，就说这个讲到好像一个神的差派的天使一样。
Again, don't get it mixed up with a angel or an angel of the Lord. It's the angel of the Lord.
里面讲到一个好特别的神的差派的神子。
And if you are familiar with the Old Testament, when that figure shows up in the Old Testament, he speaks as if he's God.
就话呢个神子讲到说话时候，好似有神嘅象征一样。
He embodies God.
呢个就系象征咗神。
And most, not all, most of the Old Testament commentators and theologians believe it's the pre-incarnate manifestation of Jesus.
而好多嘅旧约嘅讲经家都系讲到就话呢个就系耶稣嚟临之前嘅象征。
But why do I bring that to your attention now?
点解我同你讲呢啲说话咧？
I think you connect the dots. Jesus walks with you. He walks with you even through the flames, even through the great suffering of being thrown into a furnace.
就讲到话耶稣基督会同人去经历呢个嘅火焰，会同你经历你人生当中嘅受苦。
And in that refining suffering that you're going through, maybe even right now, all that's coming off of you are the things that actually you're addicted to.
就话你所受苦，你经历嘅嘢，你想要拥有嘅嘢，吓令到你受苦。
You know what's coming off you during the suffering？
你知唔知道有乜嘢其实系令到你受苦嘅咧
？It's the things that are controlling you now that you have placed as king in your life。
我哋其实有乜嘢令到我其实人生命当中嗰一受苦，就话嗰啲嘢系操纵你，你好想去得到嘅。嗰啲嘢你覺得有咗之後咧，你就係王啦。
The things that drove you into panic, that drove you into anxiety, that drove you into worry because of your suffering，
就嗰啲嘢。若然你覺得你冇咗嗰啲嘢之後咧，你覺得咧就好憂慮，你會好痛苦。
Those are the things that are going to fall off during the trial。
就話當我哋人生命經過一試煉嘅當中，我哋需要去脱落。
And just like those three Jewish young men, if Jesus is walking with you, you won't be harmed.
就话好似我人生入边，好似呢三位嘅年轻嘅犹太人，若然神同我哋同行嘅时候，唔会受到伤害，甚至喺人生嘅痛苦当中。
You will be refined. You will be refined.
你会受到帮助，你会更加嘅去坚强。
And whatever you've placed ahead of God, those chains will fall off of you.
若然你系有神同行嘅时候，你系跟随神嘅时候，嗰啲令到你去捆绑你生命当中嘅嘢，嗰啲嘢会系离开。
Did you notice how verse 18 in chapter 3 starts? For Christ also suffered.
在三一一章，在彼得前书三一十八节里面讲到就话，其实耶稣基督都有受苦。
See, Christianity is the only religion that says God actually came into this world and knew suffering.
而基督教是唯一的宗教讲到就话，神是来到这个世界上，他自己都有这个受苦。
You know, Aristotle, the great philosopher, represents what the world thinks.
阿里斯多德这个嘅哲学家，他讲到
，He said, "It's impossible. It's impossible to have a friendship between God."And a human being.
阿里斯多德咧，佢讲就话呢个冇可能嘅，我系冇可能同神一齐嘅，因为咧神同人同神咧系完全唔一样。
Now of course Aristotle is a great thinker. You know why he said that?
点解佢咁讲咧
？Because he says he had nothing in common with God and us.
就话人同神系完全冇嘢系相同嘅。
But Christians know otherwise.
但系作为基督徒嘅，我哋知道呢样唔系真嘅。
Because God and Jesus Christ took on human flesh. He took on human likeness and he knows about suffering.
我知道佢哋啲哲學家所講嘅係錯嘅。點解？因為我哋知道耶穌基督佢神去道成肉身嚟嘅世界上，佢行呢個世界上，佢為到我哋受苦，佢經歷過受苦去死亡。
In his humanity, he knows about death.
就話佢知道这个人生里面的死亡。
And death could not hold him because he was innocent.
甚至就说死亡不能够去捆绑他。
Jesus Christ learned what it's like to be lost.
耶稣基督他知道人的失丧。
That's why those words which we say often resonate and ring.In our hearts and our minds, my God, why? Why have you what? Forsaken me?
就甚至耶稣基督佢都系呼喊嘅，佢讲就话：我主我神，点解你遗弃我
？He can be your friend.
耶稣基督可以成为你嘅朋友。
He can be with you through your furnace of suffering.
耶稣基督可以喺你人生入边当中受苦嘅火炉当中，去同你同行。
And of course, do you know why he can do that?
点解你佢可以咁做咧？
Because he went to the ultimate furnace, the cross.
因为耶稣基督佢经历过呢个最终嘅火炉。
And he suffered, as verse 18 says, once for sin, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God.
因为佢为到我哋人嘅罪而去死，佢为到佢嘅无罪去遮掩咗我哋嘅罪，让到我哋能够同神再有个关系。
That ultimate furnace was like hell, right?
呢个最终嘅火炉就系一个地狱。
In hell, there's no God. You're left to yourself and everyone else there. God is not there. You're abandoned by God.
因为地狱就系话喺入边嘅当中系冇神，你系被神去遗弃喺个当中入边。
And Jesus got that abandonment that you deserve for your rebellion against God.
耶稣基督他因为就背起了我们的罪，我们应该受的惩罚，我们应该受的抛弃，耶稣基督去领受。
And so if you see him in that ultimate furnace, the cross, then you can know he's with you. He's with you through the suffering.
所以我们其实是见到在我人生命当中的受苦当中的火炉，耶稣基督是同我们同行。
And then you can cling and rely on him.
既然你是感受到你是明白到这个意思的时候，你可以将你的生命是交托给他。
You can say truthfully, if God, Jesus, you did that for me, I can do this for you, because my suffering is not infinite, it's finite.
就话我既然我哋系明白，就话耶稣基督佢能够背起我哋嘅生命，去经历过呢个人生入边当中嘅受苦呢个火炉。既然我哋明白嘅时候，我哋能够去跟随佢。
You know, I attended a memorial service by Zoom yesterday afternoon.
啊，咁啊，琴日嘅晏昼，我牧师系参加咗一个嘅一个嘅网上嘅 memorial.
And heard testimony after testimony of friends of a young man.Who died suddenly?
Oh, this is just a kind of remembrance, just that one of the pastor among his friends, he passed away. In the midst of a kind of witness.
And I heard his dad, who is a widower,
just that in the midst of this, his father is now only one.
And his son, who also just again passed away just recently, was really his only child, his only family left.
就话呢个仔佢过身，呢个爸爸佢得翻佢自己一个，呢个仔系佢唯一嘅仔。
But they didn't scoff God. They submitted to the Lord.
佢冇去责骂神，但系佢哋去跟随神。
They didn't shake their fist at God.They said, we accept this, even though our hearts are broken.
他们说甚至就说我去接受这个痛苦，我明白。
And testimony after testimony said they will miss Ben.
就说这个见证当中就说他们很纪念他。
But they were thankful.That they knew him.
啊，但系话好感谢神，我喺我生命当中有认识过佢。
You know, there's so many stories of people suffering.
喺人生入边当中，我有听到好多人生受苦嘅生命当中嘅例子。
You can read about so many of them. I recommend one person who's a writer, Joni Erickson Tada, who's been in a wheelchair since since being a teenager, she's now in her 70s.
啊，咁咧就係牧師提咗一個嘅睇可以一個睇一個嘅見自己嘅見證， 就是一個年輕的人，他從前很小已經是要坐輪椅，現在已經七十多歲了。
And when you've suffered like that, people perk up when you say something.
讓一個人是這樣受苦的時候，他已經是閉了七十多年了，他們可能會很痛苦。
He says, quote, Jesus is worth trusting.
但反而他這樣說，就說耶穌基督是值得去相信。
Period. Exclamation point. End of argument.
就說耶穌基督，就算我是七十多年當中是要坐輪椅。
After all,
神值得我去相信，就是這樣。
When they hang you on a cross like meat on a hook,You have the final word on suffering.
就話我就算係點樣喺受苦嘅當中，神都係同我同我係相信神。
Jesus says, "Trust me in your fiery furnace."
就話耶穌佢講就話，你喺人生命當中受苦嘅火爐當中，你係相信我。
And if you do it, you'll come out in gold.
既然你是相信我的时候，你的生命会更加成为一个更加靓的金子。
1 Peter 1:4 says, You'll receive an inheritance that will never perish, spoil or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, for those who believe.
在《彼得前书》一章的一章的第四节，他说，既然我们相信主耶稣基督的时候，我哋所得到嘅係一個不能壞嘅，我哋可以得到不能壞嘅朽壞、不能沾污、不能衰殘，為你們存留在天上的基業。
You know, often we don't believe that, and our behavior shows.
我哋好多時我哋唔相信。
You know, our longings are filled with activities, goals, blessings in this life.
我人生命當中充滿著好多要做嘅事、好多嘅活動、好多嘅我所要得到嘅嘢。
So how on earth then?Will we find the nerve, the courage, or vantage point to be able to stand up even when you're persecuted?
So, in our life, how can we have the courage, the courage, the understanding to face our persecutions in our life?
How can we have the unction to say, I can't go along with this wicked order because my citizenship is in the new heavens and the new earth?
我們會反而問我們怎樣才有能力，我們才能夠去跟隨主耶穌基督呢？
My hope is grounded in Jesus Christ and what he's done.
我們的希望是扎根住在耶穌基督裡面。
He has gone before me.
耶穌基督已經在我們前面已經去做到。
He is my Lord.
耶穌基督是我們的主。
And he has sufferedOn my behalf.
耶稣基督是为了我的生命去受苦。
And already he enjoys resurrection existence.
耶稣基督已经是复活。
He says he's the first of many.
就说耶稣基督说我是众的之先。
And one day I will share that very fact with him.
就说终有一天我会和你们分享。
I hope and trust that that's your.Hope today.
I 希望就话你能够去相信呢个盼望
Because I don't wish suffering upon anyone.
我唔希望我哋众人当中有咩嘅受苦
But that's a given, right? As you all know, as a fellow human being.
但我哋知道呢个系无可避免，喺人入边系会受着受苦
So trust the Lord, walk with Him, cry out to Him, keep.A clear conscience.
就喺嗰个受苦嘅当中，希望大家能够去跟随神，去相信神，去有存着呢个清洁嘅良心。
Don't stop living Christian life, getting away of His grace.
唔好去阻止你自己去相信神。
Father, we thank you for your word.
主啊，感谢你俾我哋嘅话语。
We know that we don't like this topic and.It's bothersome to us.
我哋唔希望想听到人生入边当中嘅苦难。
But Lord, we are in a fallen world, and we have to deal with the mess that's here.
但系我哋住着呢个嘅破落嘅呢个世界，我哋唔可以话唔睇我人生入边当中嘅苦难。
We are grateful you haven't left us in a mess that you have provided a remedy.
但是我们没有，我们感激主你，就是说甚至在这个堕落的世界当中，主你没有遗弃我们。
And so may we renew our trust in the person and work of Christ.
我们将我们的心去归向于耶稣基督。
May we practice repentance and faith daily.
让我们去每天每日都有一个存着这个清洁的良心。
Give us the strength to follow you today.
让我们今天有一个信心去归向你。
As we ask that in the precious name of Jesus, Amen.
祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。